Through 6 weeks of the 2018 season, the Indianola Indians football team has yet to receive a blemish on their record, going undefeated and outscoring opponents a combined 221-54, making the start of this season one of the best in recent history. The current football team was also recently reminded of Indianola's storied history before the Des Moines-Hoover game in Week 2, where the 1968, 1969, and 1970 teams were honored for their 50th anniversary after going undefeated for three straight years. The 1968 team was especially significant, as they go down as one of Iowa's best all-time teams and gave up only 19 points the entire season, going 9-0 and winning the South Central Conference. Standouts Dennis Dopp and Cal Leonard on those teams say that the work they put in began long before they ever suited up at the varsity level.
We weren't all-star athletes. Don't get that. There was nothing about it. We were just quick. And our speed, and we ran the Green Bay plays. Something Indianola had for all those years. So from the time you were in eighth grade till you were graduated from high school, you ran the same play every all the time. So you had that speed and that knowledge that when they said do something, you just automatically did it.
Junior high year, and the coaches we had, you know, eighth, ninth grade, we were undefeated also. And it was fun. The coaches were real good, and they all knew the plan, you know, back then as to how we were going to play when we were seniors. So we got practice, you know, we practiced it a lot. We did the same thing all these years, and it really helped. Coach Pengraff and Coach Jagum and Coach Renard, all are great coaches, and then everything I had in high school, all those coaches are very good. And the players are good. I mean, I had Gary Noble, All-Stater, Hugh Lickes, you know, they're, I mean, you're looking at a line that I never got touched running through the, you know, through the field, so it's kind of easy.
Indianola was all about the Friday night football games in those days, and former player Ron Cameron adds that the community support was a big part of helping the athletes stay motivated from a young age.
The high school tradition was very strong. My parents and I and maybe some of their friends, we'd load up into a car. We went to every Friday night away game, and we'd go to every home game. We did that from elementary school till I started playing, you know, until I dressed for the team. So it's a community-wide tradition. The whole town turned out for the games.
The culture was back then, the school in general and the parents in general came and followed us. They followed Indianola football and Indianola basketball and wrestling and all the and track and sports. So we'd have a ball game and we'd have 7,000, 8,000 people at a high school football game. I mean, they talk about Texas and all the people that come out and watch their games. Well, back in the 60s, that was true here in Indianola.
Current Indians head coach Eric Kluver says that he uses those teams to teach his players about the heights that they can achieve.
You know, I have a poster in my office that shows how many points they scored versus how many points they've given up. And it just proves that it can be done in Indianola. And that's something we're striving to do every day here within our football program.
Former Indians and current Simpson College running back Cam Bunting, whose grandfather Keith Bunting was the head football coach in 1970, said that the success of those past teams played a big part of the culture of Indianola football today. Coach Kluver also said it was a big deal for his players to meet those storied teams.
It was a big part growing up. At Indianola, you know, I used to always hear from the coaches, my dad and grandpa, you know, the traditions that they had at Indianola, and I think that's kind of where I got my hard work ethics from, and how we always, and you know, was usually always a more physical team and a hard-nosed team from those situations. You know, I always remember Coach Kluver talking about stuff back in the day, how they were football-wise, and I hear stories all the time from my dad and grandpa about the teams they had back then and when they coached. So that's always something we talk about.
You know, I think any time as a coach you want to continue a great tradition, and that's what Indianola has. So we work hard every day, and our kids are aware of that. There was a 50th reunion here after our Hoover game, and all of our guys went out and shook the members that were here for their reunion, and so they understand the importance, and pretty cool thing.
Rodney Prickett, also a former player on the 1968, 69, and 70 teams, as well as Dennis Dopp, said that the closeness of those teams throughout that three-year period was a huge factor in enabling them to do well.
The quality of players we had and and the friendship we had, and we stuck together and made it great. So we had a lot of fun.
In my group, there was 14 of us seniors, from whether you were the least player to the player that played the most. There was a unity amongst us, and we all cared about each other. And so that's why when we had the 50th anniversary, it was important to have most every player that could come, because we were a unity body. We were united in one cause, and that was to win. And our coaches pushed that point with us. There was never a thought of losing a game. It was always, we want to win the game. How bad are we going to win?
The current Indians team also knows the value of honoring the history of the school and hope to keep those lessons learned and apply them to their current season.
Something it meant to us guys was the fact that at halftime, when the players came back on the field, they honored us. They came around and shook our hands. And that says a lot for the for those guys and their, you know, intestinal fortitude and caring about, you know, hey, we're carrying on a tradition, and we hope they can go all the way this year. You know, I mean, that'd be great.
We talk about all the former Indians have paved the way for you, and it's your job and duty to live up to that tradition and put a good product or good team out on the field. So our guys are excited to go out each and every Friday night and make their community and their school proud of them.
For KNIA KRLS Football Friday Night and the undefeated 1968, 1969, and 1970 Indianola football teams, I'm Andrew Swadner.